Heroin.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
WMFO in Medford.
Don't mind one more?
I love it.
All right, this is the most requested song that we have of all the hits that you have ever done.
Yeah?
And we do quite a bit of this, of course, every weekend we have what we call Million Dollar Weekend. Every other song is an oldie goldie flashback. Right, and this is like almost every night, weekly for sure, on the top 10. And it's called Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. Would you mind?
I love it.
All right, Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. with Neil Sedaka.
Do 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 down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave. Take it off. Take it all off. Nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
The closer you shave, the more you need Noxzema. Noxzema medicated comfort shave.
America's smash hit is back.
Wow!
Get your
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I am here with you until 7 p.m. We're going to go somewhere else, and I'm going to take you to 1983 next here on Time Travel. We were in the late 60s. We're going to go to 1983. Let me get the time machine ready for you. Here we go. Good enough.
Enough time to see. Okay.
Okay, then 10 years after World War IV.
2051. No, more.
What? No.
2051, the future.
They saw it already.
take
next
off.
Century.
I was the only one left on the planet after the Holocaust, eh?
Hey, go.
The Earth had been, like, devastated by nuclear war. Like Russia blew up the U.S. and U.S. blew up Russia, eh?
Statue of Liberty. Act.
Lucky for me, I'd been off planet on vacation at the time of the war, eh? There wasn't much to do. All the bowling alleys had been wrecked. So as I spent most of my time looking for beer. One day, I was out looking for a nice place to build a city for my children when I spotted a mutant in the Forbidden Zone. I landed my vehicle to pursue and destroy this genetic freak before he could warn other mutants in the underground caves. I was kind of like a one-man force, eh? Like Charlton Heston in Omega Man. Did you see his beauty?
Yeah!
Fleshy-headed mutant, are you friendly?
No way, eh? Radiation has made me an enemy of civilization.
Alphabet, this is Bob McKenzie. I've spotted a fleshy-headed mutant in Sector 16B.
Oh, take off, you hoser!
On the job, listen to the jam master as he starts to rock his DJ, and he's on his way
to be the best DJ
in the US of A. J-A-Y, all the letters of his name, cutting and scratching all the aspects of his game. So check out the master as he cuts these jams and looks at us with the mics in our hands. Then take a count, 1, 2, 3, Jam Master J, run DMC. Jam Master J, the big beat blaster. He gets better cause he know he has to. In 84, he'll be a little faster, and only practice makes a real jam master. We're live as you be, not singing the blues. We got to tell y'all all the good news. The good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three, just two. Claiming the fame and all other things won't be the same, because it's about time for a brand new group. Run DMC to put you up on the scoop. We make the fly girls scream in ecstasy. We rock the freshest rhymes at a party. We put all the fellas in a daze. It's everyone that we amaze, and we got the master of a disco scratch. There's not a break that he can't catch. Jam Master J, that is his name, and all wild DJs he will tame. Behind the turntables is where he stands. Then there is the movement of his hands. So when asked who's best, y'all should say, run DMC and Jam Master J. Jam Master J is the one in charge. It's up to him to rock beats that are truly large.
He is the master of a scratching cut.
So move your arms.
So move your legs.
So move to move your butt.
You say
This investigation into disinformation keeps putting everyone to the test. So now we are getting drunk. What was sinking now is sunk. And everything we were just trying to save is now vanishing under the weight. We are on a sinking ship. We are on a sinking, sinking, sinking ship.
That's a Beck remix of U2's Love is Bigger Than Anything in Its Way here on Time Travel with Chris. I love that video. I love that song. I think it's a beautiful thing. Try watching that video and not being emotional when you watch it. Check it out. It's Love is Bigger Than Anything in Its Way. Beck remix here on Time Travel. Yep. Oh, yeah. We are in 2019 right now here in Time Travel. We don't go to the present too often. Sometimes we'll go to the present. Sometimes we'll go to the future. But most often we go to the past. It is the final time travel of 2019 today. Thank you all for listening these past 12 years that I've been on the radio. I'm going to take a break for a number of months. And hopefully I'll be back in January or might be able to come in before then. We will see. I'm going to take a little break here. But I wish you all the best, and thank you again for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO here in Medford. I watched SNL premiere over the weekend, and I loved it. I thought it was a great premiere. Woody Harrelson was great, and I thought Billie Eilish is just a fantastic personality, got a lot of character and a lot of talent. She's 17 years old, and she's becoming like a new Britney Spears and Madonna, and I think it's pretty awesome. She's got like the number one album in like 50 different countries. I mean, that's pretty impressive. So she went out there, and she had like a twisted foot, I guess, and she still went out and she danced on the ceiling. I'm like, hey, that's an entertainer. That's how you do a show. You go in and you give people what they want, and you act like, you know what, this is the only time we got, because that's pretty much what happens. It's the only time you got. Go out there and give it your all and give it your best, and hopefully you leave an impression on people. At least that's what I think. That's what I learned. Take it for what it is. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. This is Billie Eilish with Bad Guy.
My Invisalign has...
I have taken out my
Invisalign, and this is the album.
Pretty glad that you're alone.
You said she's scared of me? I mean, I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's 'cause I'm wearing your cologne.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
Gonna bring you to 1967.
You tell me that you've never been this way before. You tell me things I know that I've heard somewhere. You're standing in the places and you're staring down through faces that bring to mind traces of a girl that I knew somewhere. I just can't put my finger on
You're listening to WMFO here in Medford. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. We are in the late 60s. That was an early song from Bob Seger. It was the Bob Seger System at that point, before the Silver Bullet Band, with a great song that showed up on the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack. Probably my favorite movie of the year, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Just a really, really cool movie. If you got a chance to see it, or if you haven't, I'm sure it's going to be out on DVD soon. It just got out of the theaters. I think you might find it in a second or third run theater. But my opinion is, if you haven't seen it at this point in the theater, you're not going to. You'll watch it on the Netflix when it comes out. He's supposed to be doing some kind of extended version on the Netflix. I don't know why I'm calling it the Netflix. It's supposed to sound cool, but it's really not. You just kind of sound like an ass. Anyway, here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. We are in the late 60s. I'm going to keep you in the 60s for two more songs, and I'm going to bring you the 80s. And I don't know where I'm going to leave you. I might leave you in the 80s. I might leave you in the 90s. We'll find out. It's Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. It's my final show for a couple of months. So thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO here in Medford.
Silver. Four numero uno colognes, all different, all wild. searcher kit, a jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero uno!
Oh,
That's Los Bravos with Bring a Little Lovin' from 1968. And you can also find that on the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack. Fantastic soundtrack. It basically is all set in 1969, KHJ in Los Angeles. And it has the DJs on there. It has the weather. It's got commercials. And it's so, it's such a cool soundtrack. And the songs are not, like, some of them are in mono. They're not, like, really crisp and clear, and it really sets you into that mood of a 1969 radio station. My favorite movie of the year so far, and it's got a fantastic soundtrack. I absolutely loved it. And like I said, I'm taking a little time off, so I don't know if I'm going to see a better movie this year. Go out and see it. It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Decide to play a few things from there. Of course, that Numero Uno commercial, just fantastic. And the Bob Seger system is just a great soundtrack, as well as a great movie. I loved it. Anyway, I'll play one more from that soundtrack, and then I'm going to play a couple of more, and then I will be out of here. And I will be back probably in like December or January here. But it is the last time travel show of the year here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It has been a pleasure to play here for you over the last 12 years. And again, my name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Thanks again for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO here in Medford.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
Travel and salvation show. goes on forever. She goes on forever. Yeah, she's gonna shine forever. She goes on forever. She goes on forever. Yeah, she's gonna shine forever. Like a diamond in the sunlight.
It's WMFO here in Medford. That's Tom Petty. Here with you just for a few more minutes here. My name is Chris Earle. I will be back in a few months taking a little break here. But Time Travel has been on since, in one form or another, since about 2007. The first official Time Travel show was on March 11th of 2008. And I jump around from time to time. And hopefully you've been part of that past 12 years at some point or another. I want to thank everybody for listening to me. And hopefully I'll see you soon within, before the end of the year, hopefully. Otherwise, in some form or another, Time Travel will be back at one point. But this is the final show of the year for Time Travel. I may come back in for a Christmas show with Derek. But for the meantime, we'll have a few guests over the next few weeks. I know Derek's going to be doing a prolonged Halloween show in 3 weeks, and got a couple other DJs that are substituting for me. So you guys have a wonderful rest of 2019 if I do not catch up with you. And be good to one another, will you? It's difficult enough out there. And try to be nice to one another. There's too many bad people out there, and they will come, and they will get you, and they will hurt you. So try to be nice, and then they'll be nice. That's all I gotta say. Time Travel. Take it easy, everybody. My name's Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford. I'm gonna leave you with Lou Reed. Or Peter Gabriel doing Lou Reed. One of the two. I'll do Peter Gabriel. Time Travel.
Sweat and strain. You look for sun, I look for rain. We're different people, we're not the same. The power of the sun. I look at treetops, you look for caps. Above the water, where the waves snap back. I flew around the world to bring you back. It was the power of your heart. The power of your heart. Oh, the power of your heart. All around the world to bring you back. Was the power of your heart. Of your heart. At me, I looked at you. Your sleepy heart was shining through. Wispy cobwebs that were breathing through. The power of the heart. I looked at you, you looked at me. I thought of the past, you thought of what could be. I asked you once again to marry me. The power of the heart. The power of the heart. The power of the heart. All around the world just to bring you home. That's the power of your heart. of your heart. Everybody says love makes the world go round. I hear a bubble, I hear a sound of my heart beating, then I turn around, find you standing at the door. You know me, I like to dream a lot of this and that and what is not. Finally I figured out what was what. It was the power of your heart.
There's not, but mainly I dream of you a lot.